My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Speaking about the big guns, somebody's really been busy this summer, especially at the University of Miami. You know that this is probably the most active offseason in the history of the football team. They're bringing in big-time players via the transfer portal. But at the same time, they've already got commitments for the 2025 class, and they're getting a look at a lot more on official visits. Somebody who's there all the time. I run into him no matter what it is. Hard worker from canesport.com, Azubi Charles. He's kind enough to join us. Azubi, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you're one of the busy men in town, and certainly you're at everything.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Blue, man. I always got to make time for my guy, man. Thank you for having me. Looking forward to talking some Canes football.
This last weekend, obviously a big weekend. They had 7-on-7 yesterday, which brought out the big guns in Northwestern and Central. And obviously they had Heritage and Orlando Jones, who I got a chance to see up in at USF with a tremendous 2026 quarterback. But over the weekend, they also had an opportunity to have some big-time kids on campus. We're going to have one of them, Gerard Pringle, who's a commitment and a strong commitment later in the show. But talk about how this is, because you, when I talk to you and when I see you, I said, hey, there's nothing like the offseason. I mean, you're never going to – I mean, you're during a season, it's nothing compared to the offseason because you always have to watch out for who's coming and who's going, and plus all the events from the line camps and just regular camps of 7-on-7s. It's a dream come true for somebody like you.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I kind of want to, start talking about the official visitors they had this weekend. You know, the big guy, the pretty much kind of number one guy on Miami's recruiting board, DJ Pickett. You know, 5-star defensive back, cornerback, safety, wherever you want to put him in the secondary, he can make plays. He headlined that kind of group of official visitors. And you mentioned, guys like Gerard Pringle, a couple local guys, Amari Wallace, the central guy, Chris Ewald out of Chaminade. Miami's really trying to bolster up that back end of the defense. You lose some big guys like Cam Kitchens and James Williams. And, what better way than to replace those guys and, other local stars like Wallace and Ewald than, Pickett, who has those deep ties to the Canes, with his with his uncle Booker Pickett playing and his cousin Booker Pickett on the Canes right now. So a ton of interesting 2025 guys. And like you mentioned, you kind of saw the future with the 2026s of, Northwestern with Calvin Russell, American Heritage's Malachi Toney committed to the Canes. So you saw the guys that they're recruiting now, and you saw the guys that they're going to be pursuing next year's cycle. So it was a pretty great weekend down in Coral Gables.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you got to talk about some of the kids from outside, especially like a Dallas Wilson, who's arguably one of the top three receivers in the state of Florida, one of the best in the nation, from Tampa Bay Tech. And, I mean, this kid's a big-time kid. He's a 5-star. A couple of guys that I had a chance to see, and I know they were down there, Myron Charles from Port Charlotte, big guy, has been on the radar screen, I think, for 3 years. Max Buchanan, obviously offensive line is almost desperate for Miami to get so they can continue what they've built. Talk about that, because now you're getting five true 5-stars on where maybe a year or two ago you didn't get these type of kids.
Yeah, no, Coach Cristobal has definitely upped Miami's recruiting in the last few cycles. He's looking to get that third consecutive top 10 classes. Last year he finished with the number 5 class. First year on campus, he finished with the May class, and you see it with just the type of guys he's bringing in. You mentioned a Max Buchanan, who was a consensus, you know, four-star guy. Awesome, awesome, you know, offensive lineman out of that Central Florida area. And then you got Myron Charles, another highly rated defensive lineman. And you can tell, you know, they're looking for a certain body type in the trenches, and those two guys fit the mold that, you know, Coach Cristobal is trying to bring in, and, you know, Coach Jason Taylor and Coach Joe Salavera are bringing in on the defensive side of the ball. And then, you know, like you mentioned, Dallas Wilson, you know, being one of the top wide receivers in the country coming to OV with Miami. Kevin Beard has done a tremendous job of making Miami kind of very appealing to top wide receivers. And even during the midweek, they brought in Vernell Brown out of Orlando Jones, coveted wide receiver, and Jamie French out of Mandarin in Jacksonville. So Miami's bringing in these top prospects to check out Coral Gables. And, you know, obviously you can't land them all, but Miami's doing a great job of swinging and making a few hits on the recruiting trail. And I think this is going to be a successful weekend when we kind of look back at this third OV week that they had this past weekend at Coral Gables.
Yeah, and they're rolling out the red carpet, obviously, you know, I mean, and you mentioned something, Azubi, that's really important. I mean, when you get a chance to, and I know a lot of these kids weren't, you know, they weren't alive or they were little babies when Jason Taylor played, but I'm sure they have Google and they have YouTube and they could look at what a dominant football player he was and, you know, being a Hall of Famer. I mean, that's something you just don't get. And this is somebody who, you know, he's not just there. This is somebody who's an intense coach. I watched him at St. Thomas as a coordinator, doesn't like to lose. He's a great teacher. The kids, you know, and I'm sure when they tell the parents, hey, listen, you know, this guy, Jason Taylor's working with it. What? You know, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's so good to see a lot of these coaches down there. Obviously, Coach Maribel has put some really, really good guys into the NFL as an offensive line coach. As you mentioned, Kevin Beard, who actually did a backflip with Vernell Brown last week. I mean, Kevin's showing that he still has it. We're speaking with, obviously, Azubi Charles, Canesport.com, part of the On3 network. You guys do an awesome job. You, Gary, Matt, continue to do some stuff. What's ahead now, though? Because I know that things will start slowing down from the camp standpoint after this next week. And then we have that long lull up until the last week of July because the NCAA doesn't let their member schools. But everybody still has to understand that the portal and the kids could still transfer during that time. Talk about what you guys got going on, you know, after the next week up until the start of practice in August.
Yeah, so next weekend we have the final official visit weekend. So we have, you know, that last group of guys coming in Miami, and then, you know, the dead period hits. So kind of coaches are kind of, you know, taking a breather because we all know recruiting's year round. So that little mid-July, early July is kind of the only time that the coaches kind of relax, you know, not stress so much about football. But, you know, like you mentioned, end of July, really kicking back in and going full force at it. I know Miami's having their yearly cookout where they kind of, you know, keep it really, really exclusive and bring in, you know, their top targets from the 25 and 26 class. That's at the end of July. And, you know, between then you have a few, you know, Under Armour camps where, you know, you see the big-time prospects. The coaches really can't, you know, go to those things. Obviously, they're prohibited from that. But, you know, July is kind of a dead period, but, you know, the coaches are still evaluating guys. This is when they kind of take that time to really look at guys. And, you know, you have that kind of calmness where you're not having to call, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 guys. You kind of really get in the film room. And, you know, this is a big time for the kids too. So they're all coming off, you know, four or five, maybe even six official visits. And they have that time. Hey, this is early parts of July. I want to kind of get my commitment out of the way to focus on my season. So that's when we really start seeing these kind of waves of commitment. I always call it waves. So you always see, you know, during the spring, you get that first wave of commitments in that early March. And then, you know, during the first part of June, you kind of see the OV commitments. And then July is that next wave of commitments where you see kids are kind of wrapping up their recruitment and, you know, pledging to a team. So I feel like after we get this last weekend in June over with, we'll have a kind of a week of resting. And then we're going to probably, I would say, see about five to six guys come off the board and, you know, commit to Miami and, you know, just get that ball rolling heading into the fall and things like that.
Good stuff. Azubi, let everybody know how they can follow you, social media, website, so they can follow you, Gary, and Matt, and everybody else that's writing for you and bringing good content.
Yeah, so Blue mentioned, canesport.com. We do Canes recruiting, football, team coverage, basketball, baseball, everything Canes over there. And my Twitter is Azubi Charles, so IZUBEECHARLES. You can find me there, find, you know, all our stories and all that good stuff there.
Good stuff. Hey, I can't thank you enough. You'll join us again and kind of update us towards the summer. Appreciate you, man, and can't wait to see you out there again.
Thank you, Blue. Thank you for having me on today.
Good stuff. Azubi Charles from canesport.com, part of the On3 network, and does a great job. I mean, he's there. He knows every athlete, every recruit that's coming in, and he writes about him and puts the, you know, like the weekend visitors. If you go to canesport.com, you can see all the weekend visitors that came in, and plus some of the highlights of the 7-on-7. So great stuff there. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, youth athletes, recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we close out hour number one. John Santucci will talk Florida recruiting next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.